acting right or wrong. No one knows and it always leads nowhere. Gotta keep on driving home.
Welcome to Too Much Rock, podcast number 558. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track from Tom Robinson Band. That is the hit 2468 Motorway that came out in 1977. If you have that single, well, good for you. I don't. Unfortunately, I had to pick that up on a 1994 reissue of Power in the Darkness, the band's debut album, and it includes that as a bonus track. Cooking Vinyl put that copy out. That was a fantastic hit for the band, and oddly enough, skipped on the debut record, something that Tom Robinson laments today, if what I read online is true. That album is fantastic. That song is great. There are several other songs on there that are great. And then there are a handful that are really, really good. I bought that album after just hearing that one song on a radio program a couple weeks ago, and what a wonderful, wonderful decision. You may have heard me tease that on Twitter, that one thing I got this week is a wonderful, wonderful decision, and one thing was a poor one. So we'll talk about where I messed up a little bit later. Let's play something else good, though. This is Beach Youth with the song Two Bedrooms.
I live in two bedrooms that are not in the same town. I lead a peaceful life. Sometimes I get lost in their beds too. I try not to disappoint the ones I love. It's not that I've no go back nowhere special.
How to Recognize a Work of Art by Adrian Melia-Jones.
Set. Hope you did too. We just heard from Melia-Jones with the song How to Recognize a Work of Art. That is on the 2013 album released in 2016. Yes, the title of the album is 2013. Moshi Moshi Records put that one out, a project based out of Cardiff in Wales. That song is fantastic. The rest of the album is not. It's just nothing that works for me. I mean, maybe it's great. I mean, he's got lots of acclaim and all that sort of stuff, but not for me. So that was a miss. Sometimes you should listen to something online. But for that song alone there, I'm not too sad because that song is perfect. Before that, we heard from Teenage Fan Club with the song Sparky's Dream. That's on their power pop album Grand Prix, which came out in 1995 on Geffen Records. That continues my experimentation with Teenage Fan Club to find out if I'm a fan or not. It turns out I'm a fan of songs, but then the whole albums never really strike me. But that song there, that might be my favorite Teenage Fan Club song of all time. It's just delightful. And then we started things off with something new there. Beach Youth with the song Two Bedrooms. That's on the album Postcard. Came out April 16th on Shelf Life Records. That project based out of Normandy in France. A delightful little thing there. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music. I listen to it and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep you coming back week after week. We've got a trio of new songs here. I'm going to start off with one by Fresh. This song's called Girl Cloud.
swallow you like gum. I will crash into you and swallow you like gum.
Slap me in the face. That is Remember Sports from Philadelphia, PA. The song is called Flossie Dickie, and that's on the Like a Stone album that came out April 23rd on Father Daughter Records. Before that, we heard from Fight Milk with the song Cool Cool Girl. That is on the album Contender, which comes out this Friday, May 14th, band based out of London. And started things off with Fresh, the song Girl Clout. That is from The Summer I Got Good at Guitar. That's a 12-inch EP that came out April 30th on Specialist Subject, that band also based out of London. Hopefully, Fresh and Fight Milk are besties, and I think Remember Sports should be besties with them as well, and that sounds like a wonderful tour. All of those are excellent releases that you can find online, listen to, and see exactly what works for you. Anyway, we are out of time here. I need to wrap things up, let you know you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 558. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Mixler, you name it, at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, some things coming up here. On the 15th, we've got Starhaven Rounders at Lemonade Park. On the 22nd, Other Americans are playing. On the 4th of June, Giant's Chair. Waxahachie has shows 6th, 7th, and 8th, all sold out at Lemonade Park. On the 7th, Punch Brothers are playing at Knuckleheads. On the 12th, we've got that Redder Moon Montant Odd show at the secret location. I'm going to find out if I can tell you more about that one. I don't like keeping secrets. Looking in July, we've got that Rage Against the Machine show coming up at the T-Mobile Center, Calvin Arsenia coming to Lemonade Park, Bodine's coming to Knuckleheads. Things coming up in July. Looking at the website, I think there's something new out there. There should be photos and video, and probably that's about it of the show that happened last weekend, which was Kiana White, the Creepy Jingles, and Monta at Odds. If you pop by and it's not there, well, reload. It's coming, I promise. Okay, I got one track left for you here. It's by Transvision Vamp. The song's called Baby, I Don't Care, and that was a single in, I think, 89 or so, and I just picked that up on a 2002 compilation called Baby, I Don't Care on Spectrum Records. This is a band that, at least in the U.S., was just really known for one cover, that Holly and the Italians cover of Tell That Girl to Shut Up. Evidently, there were other hits in the U.K., and if you watch the video, you can see why Wendy James, whew, what a lady. Anyway, so we're going to end things here with a lot of big, stupid chords, and I like a big, stupid power chord. So here you go. Transvision Vamp with Baby, I Don't Care. We'll talk again next week.